We thank you for your word. We thank you for insight. We thank you for revelation. We give you all the praise and all the glory for the instruction, for the direction, for the revelation. We know this is a subject that has to go forth. Help us, Holy Spirit. We thank you for it tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, write this down. Unfolding the mysteries, plural, of manifesting as sons of God. There are mysteries of manifestation. Romans chapter 8 brought us to this insight. I told you it has a law of double reference because they're talking about the end time when Jesus come back, but yet the Holy Spirit showed me that sons, and you say some, when you say sons, you're talking about daughters too. Sons can manifest now. Now, here in Romans chapter 8, verse 18, I want to read around that 19 verse because the Holy Spirit, now we're talking about unfolding the mysteries of manifesting as sons of God. I want you to see, as a son of God, no matter what comes in your life, you have a right to manifest supernaturally. Yes, sir. Amen. All right. So in this life chapter here, life in the spirit, Romans chapter 8 is a chapter on life in the spirit. So therefore, he talks about the manifestation of the Son of God. It's actually a spiritual manifestation that have effect on the flesh, effect on life, and effect on life situations. Okay, so you're not to live in a normal pattern as a son of God, as a child of God. There are supernaturalness, there's the spirit world, there's another realm, there's miracles, there's signs, there's wonders, there's no impossibilities in that realm when you know how to manifest as a son of God. So he says in 18 verse, for I reckon that suffering, the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory, which shall be what? Revealing. When you underline that, revealing us. That's not only talking about the future, but as a son of God, you have the right to walk and manifest revelation now. Yeah, that's one of your rights. I have to take you back and walk you through two or three things that it's not going to happen automatically because you say I'm a child of God. Okay. Let me finish reading this. I want you to underline revealed in us, not revealed to us. What did it say?
Revealed in us.
Reveal where?
In us.
All right. So that there's a revelation of God on the inside of you as a son. As a daughter, God wants to reveal himself through your life and your life situations. Whether it's good or bad, God is ready to reveal himself to make it happen for you. Amen. So the 19th verse is our golden text. I want you to see that for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, the church or the Christian supposed to be manifesting as sons of God now, not waiting on Jesus to come back. No moment, no twinkling in the eye. No, right now. Because the life of God is on the inside of me. I say, because the life of God is on the inside of me. I say, because the life of God is on the inside of me. Now, ready to be revealed. ready to manifest in my circumstances and the circumstances of the people I minister to. There's a revelation for every situation. Write that down. There's a revelation for every situation. What that mean? That means there's an insight from God that is not hindered by a normal pattern. Yes, sir. That means if I need a miracle, as a son, I can manifest a miracle. The creator, creation, and the creatures waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. Now, let's denote these facts. Let's denote these facts. In John 1:12, go back there. It's a marvelous revelation, I'm going to show you out of that verse, out of that chapter the Lord showed me. But we'll go to the 12th verse, John Gospel chapter 1, verse 12. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
All right, read it. All right, power to become does not mean that you are manifested.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So there are many who has become sons of God, but they don't know how to manifest. Having an instrument and don't know how to work it, it don't help you much, you know. It's cold, you got a heater, and you don't know how to operate the thermostat. You up there with all the heat you need, but you're freezing. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So we need to know how to manifest as sons of God, the $500. Manifest as sons of God. Now, you see this double thing happening to me here. It's another $500. Now, with that in mind, receiving him is someone had to tell you about him. And then you have to have faith. You have to have faith to receive Christ, right? You know that, but admit receiving to him, give you, but you receive by faith. All right, now, secondly, now let's take another step toward manifesting as a son. Romans 8:14 now. See, I need to keep going over that. You listening to me, young man? Romans 8:14 now. Now, your son, but your sonship is invalidated without the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
See, the Holy Spirit has to show you how to navigate in another realm, on another level. So then Paul revealed now, as men is led by the Spirit of God. You see it?
Yes.
They are what?
The sons of God.
So now we receive, and then we know that in order to operate in our sonship, the Holy Spirit will have to help us. That's why he called him a helper. He had to show us. He had to lead us. He had to teach us. He had to train us. The Holy Spirit. Now, this subject is rare in his teaching. To validate its potential. It's not just a church-going subject. It's now reality is going to set in. Realities of this. I don't have to put up with this. Reality of this. God says, mine is mine. I have it now. I take it by force. See? The anointing involved here. Gifts of the Spirit involved here. Fruits of the Spirit involved here. Another realm, another dimension. Stop living normal. As a son of God, you're talking about spiritual son of God. People who have the ability to function, flow, fight, in the spirit.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen. See. I tell you right now, Word Alive, your regular day is over up in here. Because this is a class of maturity. Now, next statement. Receive as the Son of God, led as the Spirit, led by the Spirit. Uh-huh. Now you recognize some things when you're led by the Spirit. You recognize that you have God and you're a joint heir with Christ. And so there are certain rights that belong to you because you're a son of God. There are certain rights because you're in the family of God. Now, thirdly, I want you to mark this. In Galatians chapter 4, I'm not going to read it, 1 through 6, to manifest as a son of God, you must come to maturity. You must mature in the spirit, in the things of God. My job is to teach you, but you're going to have to follow along and grab it. But as long as you don't mature, you can't be a son, your servant. See, maturity reveals to you what belonged to you and how to get it. What belonged to you and how to get it. It's not the same old, go home, say your prayer, read the scripture, say your prayer, read the scripture, Lord help me. No, manifest. See. Call the power on the carpet. You said this could happen, Lord, why is not happening? Most probably the correction is going to be with you. I think the Lord probably still in place, you know. All of your problems, all of your circumstances, all your situations are sonship manifestation opportunities. Whatever you're dealing with out here now, whatever you're dealing with on the broadcast, whatever you're dealing with you can't handle, all it is a sonship opportunity to manifest. It's practice. Sometime in practice you hit the shot, sometime you don't. But you get the ball again. Now, let me read something to you that I was inspired to write for tonight. I want you to listen to it real close because then I'm going to show you some scriptures. I want you to go back to John's Gospel chapter 1. And I'll read this to you. To manifest as a son of God, listen very carefully, is the word manifesting in the flesh. It's a meditation or revelation actualizing in you. To manifest as a son of God is the word manifesting in the flesh, bringing heaven to earth. You mean tell me I have a right? Oh, Lord. Clap your hands. I have a right. I have a divine right to bring heaven to earth as a son of God. What was Jesus' assignment as a son? We'll see in a few months. To bring heaven to earth. Every believer, as a son of God, you have a right to bring heaven to earth to rescue or whatever needed. And you have to know that. You can't remain a servant all your life. Before you get up out of here, you need to live as a son for a while. You need to live on this side as sons and daughters of God, knowing your divine right, knowing how to activate it, knowing how to walk in it, knowing how to cause it to manifest the impossible, become possible. If thou can believe, all things, Mark 9:23, are possible to them that believe. But unless you know how to manifest as a son, how to be led by the Spirit, how to be fed by the Word of God, and that Word comes through you alive. I'm going to show it to you in a minute. To manifest as the Son of God is the Word manifesting in the flesh, bringing heaven to earth, accomplishing the Father's will through supernatural happening, releasing all kingdom possibilities. Write that down, please. Get some of it. Jesus, have mercy. Say, have mercy. Yeah, write this down. Let me get to you again. I'll go over and over again because I think you got it. To manifest as the Son of God. What I said? Is the Word manifesting in the flesh. What I said? Bringing heaven to earth. Mm-hmm. Before I read the next part, let me tell you what the Father's will is. The Father's will, look at me and listen, is that you always win. Yes. Got it? Yes, the Father's will is that his children, what about your children? Yes. That's his will. All right, so accomplishing the Father's will. When you're in a fight, when you're in a battle, the Father sat on the throne saying, use what I put in you. Don't cry. Don't complain. Don't say why I mean. Just use what I placed in you. All right, to accomplish the Father's will through supernatural happening. See, this sonship function in supernatural happening, releasing all kingdom possibilities. Now, see this in John Gospel. Because whatever the Bible says about Jesus, it's talking about me. Can you bold enough to say that? Yes. Whatever the Bible says about Jesus, my sonship is in the same category as Jesus. I'm a son of God just like Jesus was the Son of God. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in me as a child of God. My supernatural potentials are just like Jesus. You heard that? My supernatural potentials are just like Jesus. My supernatural potential, miracles, signs, wonders are available to me because I'm in the same family of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Whatever I read that Jesus did in Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, he did it through his sonship. He was manifesting what was on the inside of him. And the Father put the same thing in you and I. We can manifest like Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Roman, etc. Everything Paul did, I can do. Everything Peter did, I can do. Any Bible character did anything, I can do it too. And especially if they're operating from the Old Testament, I'm over here with a blood flowing. Bible says I'm operating under a better covenant. What you're dealing with that you don't lack, waiting for you to manifest. You know how to act ugly. You know what I mean? See, that's all flesh. Now we're talking about manifesting in the flesh, manifesting the spirit realm. But I mean, you know, you ain't gonna let nobody just mess over you. Well, what you say? So you're going to have to become the same way in this. I'm sick. I'm about to die. You must be out your mind. See, you have to manifest. Tell somebody next to you, you have to manifest as a son. How many understanding what I'm talking about now? I'm teaching you because this is a maturity class. See, you have to know your potential here and what you can do. Now, watch this. We're in John Gospel. Watch this. As he is, 1 John said this, so are we in this world. That's in 1 John. But I'm in John Gospel now. Because I'm about to read something to you that was amazing to me in my meditation and study, preparing to teach this class. John 1:1. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the Word, listen to me, and the Word still is God. So when one learned to function in the Word properly, they are functioning in God. A God is functioning through them. Now, I'm hearing this. There's something in your life just from these moments of teaching you're ready to wipe out. You have to believe it in your heart and speak it out your mouth. Dominion. Authority. Is in my sonship. I have dominion. And authority. On the inside of me. Over. All. Satanic power. When I operate in sonship. The enemy cannot get any hold on me. Oh my, hear what I hear the Spirit of God says. Because when I'm functioning in my sonship, I'm functioning in a resurrecting position. That declare to the enemy, you're already defeated in my life. Don't come here with that. I've risen. Right. Here's one for you. You can have a resurrection in the spirit anytime you get ready. So that means nothing can bury you. Nothing can bother you uncontrollable. In your sonship, you can come out the grave of any situation that's trying to hold you down. All you have to do is stand up and say, I'm ready to manifest in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, I'm ready to manifest in my sonship in the name of Jesus. Get in the back room and try it. Sam was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was what? And the life was what? All right, look what verse 5 says now, this sonship stuff. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. You got that? Now, I want you to skip with me. I want to read something else to you. We need to read verse 11 now. You brought your shouting call?
Yes, sir.
Now, Jesus is the pattern son. What I say?
Jesus is the pattern son.
What I mean, what do you mean by pattern? Some of you women sew, you know. You got to have the garment you want to make, you need to have a pattern for it. So Jesus, the Father, sent his son to show us a pattern lifestyle. when we're operating not just in the physical. We're operating not just in the psychological. We're operating not just in science. We're operating not just in intellect, but we're operating in the supernatural. A young lady's a heavy soul, that's $700. But she's trained by her father. You train your children right, they come out right. So in operating here, look at verse 11. He came to his own, and his own received him not. All right, they can't make it then. But as many as receive him, to them give him what? Just become the sons of God, right? Yes. Even to them that believe on his name. Don't talk about power without talking about being a son. Yes. We haven't had enough power teaching already. You have to know what transfer the power is your sonship. See, your identity must not be robbed by religion. You are not a ritual, you're a revelation. See, a lot of times churches, people go to ritual, you know, they say certain things, do certain things, make certain affirmation, but ain't no manifestation. Just waiting, waiting, waiting. No, it need to happen. You heard me?
Yes.
What I said, it need to happen, right?
Yes.
But it's not going to happen if you don't function properly. If you don't know that your identity as a son carries with it divine rights, divine potentials to do the impossible.
Yes.
See the invisible.
Yes.
Walk with the unstoppable. See, Bible teaching and Bible training are not the same thing. You can be taught a lot of things, but you're not trained how to use it. Ah, now you're going to see this. See, when you're operating as a son, you're operating in verse 13. Look at verse 13. You have divine birthing right in your life, not by normal standards. You can shift gears, which was born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So you can, because you're sons of God, you can birth things that is not normally birthed by a normal man, a religious person. You're a person walking in revelation. You're receiving instruction from the Holy Ghost. You through relying on a committee or the natural government to get you out. There's another government. In that government is grace and glory. All want to say that's the end of the story. That's grace and glory. I operate in a grace and glory government. I operate in a grace, a favor, and the presence of God government. Sons operate in favor. Heavenly favor. Not man favor. Which was born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So that's the way you cause things to birth in your life as miracles, signs, and wonders. That's the way you can equate your life. Point and say, how you did that? He did it.
Yeah.
Now, verse 14 tells the story of sonship. And when they're talking about manifesting you as a Christian, manifesting as a son of God, that's verse 14. Your sonship is knowing how to manifest God in the flesh. Yep. Knowing how to manifest Jesus in the flesh. Yep. Knowing how to let the Holy Spirit manifest through you in the flesh. Yep. And the Word became flesh. Yep. And the Word became flesh. And the Word from heaven became usable on earth by me. To create. To manifest. To demonstrate. Signs and wonders. Your life supposed to be. Do I have to finish that? A sign. And a wonder. Once you step up to your sonship, more people are going to be saved. Where are they going? What are you doing? How you did that? Jesus. What Jesus? What the name is? Where he at? How I know him? You have to be different. You have to produce more. To represent God, you're going to have to produce more. That's all I told you. You're just going to produce more. You're going to let God produce himself through you. Let God produce himself through you. Lord, produce yourself through me. Lord, reveal yourself through me. Some of y'all don't even want to say it. You're scared. Lord, reveal yourself through me. Yeah, you might have to make some changes. The Holy Ghost is going, you might have to make some changes, but the Lord doesn't reveal himself through anything. You got to become consecrated. Sanctified. Holy. And the Word was made flesh and dwell among us, verse 14, and we beheld his glory as the only begotten of the Father. Look what the Word, full of grace and truth, full of light, life, the Word, full of light, life, grace, and truth. That's John 6:63 all day long. You put that in your note. So, there you have it. Now, Hebrews chapter 1. Hebrews chapter 1. Here we're going to deal with the Word becoming flesh again. Here we're going to take these notes. Here we're going to deal with the name of Jesus in proper activation. Here we're going to deal with the scepter of righteousness of the kingdom. Here we're going to deal with anointed with the oil of gladness. He's talking about sonship here now. Here we're going to deal with number 5, the fifth thing I'm talking about. Here we're going to deal with angels submitted to the Word of God through you. Angels submitted, because you're a son, to the Word of God through you. So in these 5 things, I'm going to read a little bit in Hebrew, but I want you to see these things. The Word becoming flesh, the name of Jesus in proper activation. The Son has to know that they're carrying the scepter of righteousness of the kingdom, 2 Corinthians 5:21. Anointed with the oil of gladness. You have fire. You have wind. You have rivers of living water all flow through your sonship. See. Hopelessness helplessness must be taken out of your vocabulary. I'm training you for a reason that you can stand up in this season. This is a season, if your sonship is not intact, you're going to be held back. You thought enough of come here and let me minister to you. I want to minister to you in such a way that the season don't make no difference. It doesn't matter. Once you learn how to function as a son in the kingdom, it doesn't matter what's going on around you. You remember the story of Joseph? Huh? He was sold, but he had something on the inside of him. He had a dream on the inside of him. And he was operating. He was operating as a son, really. And the Bible kept saying God was with him. God kept promoting him. So in all hard time, because you're here tonight, all hard season, you're going to be promoted. Because you will not, the Spirit of God will not permit you to function by society. You're through, I prophesy, you're through settling for less. You are bought with a price. Our assignment is to magnify and to glorify God. And he knows we cannot do that empty-handed. This world needs to see something. They need to feel something. And they need to know you know something they don't know. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost live on the inside of me. Woo, Jesus. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Go ahead. See, some of y'all think you're not good enough to say this because you made a mistake. But the blood take care of that, baby. Say what I say. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost live on the inside of me. You're not going to ever manifest as the Son of God if you don't know that the Trinity is on the inside of you. Acts 10:38 say how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. Why? He was manifesting as a son. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. You ready for this? Yes. Whatever the Bible says about Jesus, he's talking about you. Yes. I received something. I received $512 all day long. Whatever the Bible says about Jesus is trying to tell you who you are. No, let me say it this way. No, you're not the Savior, but you're saved. Yeah. We don't need no more Savior. Ain't nobody want to die on no cross, no way. Jesus tried to change it in the garden. Lord said, no, you got to go, boy. He prayed drops of sweat, of blood. It looked like blood. Can't find no other way? Well, you got to go, son. And we're not going to let it go to waste. Give me a few more minutes. Sit down. Give me a few more minutes. You had Hebrews?
Yes, sir.
Chapter 1. God who at sundry time and in divers manner spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophet has in these last days spoken to us by his son. Now, by his son. Now the Lord now won't speak to the world by his son. Who have the characteristics of his son.
Yes, sir.
How? In the name of Jesus. How? By the power of the Holy Spirit. How? By the power of his word. You have the word, don't you?
Yes, sir.
You have the Holy Spirit, right?
Yes, sir.
use it. You have to do it by faith. Everything, sonship manifestation, has to be done by faith. The whole world was framed by faith. Hebrews tell you that. And the Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. He that cometh is God. Hebrews 11 and 6. But believe that he is, and he's a reward of them that didn't seek him. Now look at this verse. Look at this verse right quick. It has in these last days spoken unto us by his son, whom he have appointed heir, ooh, Lord, of all things. Now we're heirs of God, you know.
Yes,
Romans 8, 16.
Yes,
joint heir with Christ.
Yes,
we are.
Yes,
that's our sonship.
Yes,
by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person, I'm in verse 3, and doing what? We got that same word.
Amen.
When he had by himself purged our sin, set down on the right hand on the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they, than the angel. Now you know in the gospel he told us that name belonged to us, right?
Amen.
Whatever you ask in my name, I'll see to it that you get it. See, that's part of your sonship plan there. Knowing how to use, knowing how to trust the name. In the name of Jesus, I call this to an end. So the excellent name belonged to me. What I say? The more excellent name belonged to me as a son. I have a divine right to use the more excellent name. Why is the most excellent name? It excels everything and everybody. When I use that name properly, I override every other name. There's no demonical power, principality, power, spiritual wisdom can exalt itself above that name. And the name has been given to me. It's not something to tag on the end of my prayer. No, no. It's explosive power when I speak that name by faith. I have a divine right of ownership of that name. That name belonged to me because I'm a son. I can use it when I get ready. There's no other name under heaven that can stop the name of Jesus. And as a son, that name belonged to me. In the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, every knee, every demonical knee must bow. As a son, I go around making demons bow. When I walk in a building, demons start getting on their knees. So we got to stay on our knees till he leaves. Because he know he got that name. Dominion. Authority. Belong to you if you know how to operate as a son. You just can go around talking about I'm a Christian. I belong to Mount so-and-so. See? Displace them. Your sonship is personal. You got to function in yourself. You can't call no committee for this. I am a child of the living God. God is my father. He's not just my God. See, a son. And the Bible says in Hebrews 12, he's the father. Some of y'all couldn't say it. He's the father of spirit. You need to see that. Turn to Hebrews 12. You need to see that. Holy Ghost brought that up so you can better understand your sonship. Your sonship has to be functioned in a spiritual attitude with spiritual gratitude that I have the divine right. Hebrews 12 what? 9? What's Hebrews 12, 9? Is that it? 12 what? 9. Thank you, sir. 12, 9. See, he's not father of flesh, he's father of the spirit. You see, most people, look at me. Most people know God as God. But to operate as a son, you got to see him as father and know what it means, because you know you got your earthly father for the flesh. But he's your father. See, you got to see him as father to operate as a son. And you got to know acclimation. You got to know what? You got to know the dimension we're talking about. See, I'm a son in the spirit, but I can manifest in the flesh. I'm a son that can take the word of God, which is spirit and life, and manifest in a law called a life of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus that make me a ruler over sin and death, over sickness, disease, lack, limitation, etc. I function as a son. I consult with my father. I don't talk with him just as God. I don't talk with him just as creator. He's my personal. Oh my. He's my, you heard me? He's my personal father. And when I know that, I can operate as a son. That God is the father of spirits. You listening?
Yes, sir.
So I can cause my flesh to adhere to that. I can cause my flesh to yield to that. Because I can take my father relationship with him and manifest it through my flesh. Every good gift and every perfect gift come from above, from the Father of light, in whom there's no variableness, no shadow of turning. He have not changed his mind. What happened in the book of Acts needs to be happening in your life. Yes, amen?
Amen.
Okay, amen?
Amen.
You see what I'm saying? And you need to enjoy your life.
Yes.
You need to stop stumbling and fumbling around wondering what you're going to do. Make some declaration in the name of Jesus. Decree something and decree it over and over again. Not just a decree, but decree it, believing it, seeing it, imagining it, dreaming it. It must come to pass.
It must come to pass.
You grow as a son and you don't have to say nothing, just thank it. That's what Ephesians 3:20 said. And I know that's real because I got to watch what I think. Or the horn be blowing out there, somebody out there with it. No, Lord, I don't want that. People are praying about what they want. Sometimes they say, Lord, no, that's all right. I don't need that right now. I got too many now. And I pray this way. Whoever connected with me, whatever owned me, and whatever happened in my life, belong to them. Every day I pray that. You know why? You have a right to it. God connected you to this commission for a reason. Not just come here to sing. Jesus Christ. It's another aspect of this I won't get in on in our next session. I don't want to get into it now because there's so much. Let's just look at it. Sit down a minute. Let's just look at this Hebrews. Let's look at the 8th verse and the 9th verse in that first chapter. Because I know this, and I want you to know it. The scepter, or the scepter of God's authority and God's wisdom is always pointed at me. Write that down. The scepter. The scepter means you rule, you reign, it's kingship. You're kings and queens. You're priests. And that scepter of authority and wisdom, according to Psalm 110, verse 1 and 2, will cause you as a son to rule in the midst of your enemy. The enemy don't have to leave. He's just going to be rude. See, there's a rod there in that second verse. There's a rod. There's a staff. There's a scepter that is pointed toward us at all times, telling us, rule in the midst of your enemy. In the name of Jesus, I'm your master. You see? Are you seeing that? That's what my oldest son would ask you when he teach you. Are you seeing this? Because I need for you to see it. Not just feel it. I need for you to see it. I need to know you can use this when you leave here. You need to be able to use this on Saturday night when all the lights gone out. Everybody's sleeping. You need to be able to rise up as a son and say, in the name of Jesus, I'm not, God have not given me the spirit of fear, but a power, love, power, and a sound mind. I'm the ruled and reign as a king in the earth's realm. I'm the walk with the glory of God surrounding me. It's where I live. Not just on Sunday morning. Tuesday night at midnight. I'm still a son. Amen. Amen. Now that's very clear now. This is very clear stuff, you know. If you miss this, it's very clear. You see, your sonship, you need to manifest. What's good you talking about? I'm a son, I'm a son, I'm a son, I'm a son. Huh? Now, I'm just going to insult somebody. Any ignorant rammer can do that. I'm a son, I'm a son, I'm a son, I'm a son, I'm a son. No evidence. You a son of what? You son, that's what I said. You a son of what? You say the rest. Because my mind wasn't there. But some of y'all brought my mind there. Son of God. Say son of God. Let me clean your mind. Son of God. Son of God. All right, all right. All right. It's amazing how we wave in the flesh, pick up some things. But in the spirit, you can't pick it up. Train your flesh not to pick up mess all the time. I want you to chew on this. I didn't do Hebrews justice. Those two verses, one talk about the scepter, another one talk about anointed with the oil of gladness above thy fellow. Now you see, I take that for me too, yeah. You see, when they're talking to Jesus, no, they're talking to Leroy. I'm anointed with oil above my fellows. If they don't want to go, they don't want to go. I just keep the oil, just keep anointing me. I receive it literally. Are you following me? Now, let me prelude something. There's some keys that I want to give to you on our next section, and you can be going over them. But look in Romans chapter 8 a minute. Romans chapter 8 again. And I want to deal with one just to set it with the rest of the teaching we've gotten. That we'll be able to take it home with us. Yes, amen?
Amen.
Now, y'all done got over what I told you about the altar. That don't mean nobody can't come to the altar.
Yes, sir.
But some things I had to correct, you see.
Yes,
Now, sometimes you're not going to like me too much. I understand that. We'll get back together later on. I'm not here to be lacked. All right, now, I want to show you this. Romans 8:29. For whom he did foreknow, and I'll talk to you about that on the next session. He also did predestinate. I'll talk to you about that. But I want you to get this part, underline this, to be conformed to the image of his son. I want you to know that in Christ you were conformed to the image of his son. Now, what bespeak that, I think it's Genesis 1:26, right quickly. Genesis 1:26. I believe that's the verse. If not, I'll find it. But I believe it's Genesis 1:26. That's it? And God said, now this is in the beginning, God said, let us make man in our image. Conform to the image of his son. So in the son, we get our image back. So what was in our image? After our likeness. And let them have what?
Dominion
over the fish of the sea, over the fowls of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing, and over every creep that creepers up on the earth. Dominion and likeness and image is your sonship. And in Christ, Genesis 1:26, the Garden of Eden was given back to you. The dominion and authority, you really have it. But you got to function in it because it got so many, people not functioning right. Dysfunctioning. Christian.
Yes, sir.
They're frogs and grasshoppers. Some of them snakes. Not on purpose, they just don't know the enemy using them. With seducing spirit. Lord, this next one be familiar spirit. What good is me to tell you what your address is and your phone number? I ain't nothing but a familiar spirit. I ain't told you nothing you didn't know. Who you gonna call yourself? Don't go to the meeting and get all excited because people telling you what your address is. That's the same point going to break in your house. But they probably broke. I want my member to be wiser than that. Don't come tell me about some great person in town. I just had to go. She read my mail. That's a familiar spirit. She's going to read your pocketbook too. Give the Lord praise. Give the Lord praise. We'll get back. I'll get back on an image one hand, and we'll get back on some things. Amen.